Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
Welcome back to Believe in Colts. I'm Lawrence Owen, and today this is not technically about an Indianapolis Colts episode. All right, this is a former Indianapolis Colts player who has moved on the last couple of years, finding a different team the last 3 years in a row, and now he has landed in what I feel like could be his best opportunity, right? His best situation to where he could fully succeed. Yes, I'm talking about former Colt, Raider, and Baltimore Raven cornerback, Rockyasin. But before we get into this, I want everyone to know that BetOnline is still your number one source for all your betting needs. Get your latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, NFL, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember, use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, let's get into Rockyasin. Rockyasin is a guy, almost straight up, he's a man coverage guy. He has a lot of experience playing zone in former Indianapolis Colts defensive schemes, but he is very much built to play man coverage. And I think that is going to fit very well with the San Francisco 49ers. He can play zone as well, which is amazing. When he first came to Indianapolis, when he was first drafted, the first couple of years, he had a problem getting, you know, pass interference calls, right? And that is because he is a sticky man corner. He is a guy who is going to sit there and stay with a guy. And he's going to get, and he ended up having hands on receivers a little more than what you would like, right? And I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that he had a very long, productive wrestling history throughout his schooling as well as football. Rock is a very physical corner who can lock down just about anyone in the league when it comes to your big, strong possession-type receivers. He's a guy who's not going to allow a wide receiver to out-muscle him, which is, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of those types of wide receivers in the league today. When it comes to the more shifty, speedy-type receivers, that's where he had his problems as an Indianapolis Colt. Guys who would, you know, do a really good quick cut inside, run a post, run an in route, run an out, dig, stuff of that nature, who are very, very quick. And he would get caught occasionally, you know, tugging on a jersey or something here and there. I haven't seen that the last couple of years. He's done a very good job of cutting back on things like that as of late. However, I will tell you what, last year, people are going to look at his numbers and think, oh my goodness, he's fallen off. And look, he never really got a chance in Baltimore to solidify himself with the guys around him, with the playbook, the scheme, that kind of stuff. He wasn't a starter, right? He only started one game, played in 14, okay? And that's a situation where when you just come in, you're not going to expect that person to get cohesion with the guys around you. When you're a cornerback, you have to be able to trust the safeties behind you and the other cornerbacks around you to be able to do their jobs so that you can focus on the guy and the task at hand in front of you. And Rock never really had that opportunity. Now, the year prior, and well, let's just say it showed, okay? He gave up a very high yards per completion. He gave up a very high quarterback rating when thrown in his direction. Now, his completion percentage, best he's ever had, flat out. When it came to that, he only gave up 52.4% completion percentage. That's the best of his career, which is a good thing to see, okay? That means that, you know, not only was he not thrown to a lot, but when thrown to, he was able to make sure that he was so tight on the receiver that the quarterback had to put it in a place where either the receiver was going to get it or no one was. And most of the time, no one was, right? That's the deal right there. This is not a guy who's going to get you a bunch of turnovers. He's not going to get you a bunch of interceptions or a bunch of fumbles. He's had two interceptions and two fumbles forced in his five-year career in the NFL. Now, prior to that, he went to the Raiders. And the reason he went to the Raiders was because he was coming off a very, very good, and it was a trade, obviously, by Indianapolis, okay? He went to the Raiders via trade, and he played well. Now, he did give up, he only gave up a 60% completion percentage. He only gave up 6 yards per target, right? That's impressive. A passer rating allowed of only 82.6. Anytime you get below 90, that's not bad. 82.6 passer rating. Now, this isn't quarterback rating, right? This is passer rating. That is very, very good in as a cornerback. And he did a very good job with the Raiders. He hit the free agency after his rookie contract was over with the Raiders, was picked up by Baltimore, hoping that something would, you know, come to fruition in Baltimore. Never really happened, never really solidified. Maybe he just didn't like what was going on there. Maybe he definitely didn't get the opportunity to be a full-time starter, which just hurt him completely. I got a feeling that with the Niners, he has a shot at becoming a starter. He's going to come in training camp. He's going to learn that playbook. I think he's going to succeed very, very well in San Francisco, and I'm excited to see the kind of bounce back year that Rocky Sin could have with the San Francisco 49ers. But prior to going and being traded to the Raiders, his last season with the Indianapolis Colts was his breakout season. Look, absolute breakout season. Like I said, his first two seasons, he had a problem with pass interference. He was very good in man coverage, though. He absolutely fantastic, but everybody's like, he gave up too many pass interference calls. Well, quite frankly, I'd rather give up the pass interference than, you know, a breakaway touchdown, and to be fair, a lot of these pass interference calls that was called on him was a little bit ticky-tacky, but it is what it is. I'm not going to blame refs on certain things. They have to call what they see. Now, his final year with Indianapolis back in 2021, he only gave up a 53% completion percentage, right? Very, very good. Gave up an 88 passer rating, again, below 90, right? He did have a couple missed tackles, but only 3. For a starter, that's pretty darn good. A thing that I have a problem with Rock is he has yet to actually play an entire season, okay? That's the biggest knock on Rocky Sin, is he gets injured, all right? Now, cornerbacks, they're out there. They're physical. They're going to have a little bruise here, a nick here, maybe a hamstring issue or an ankle issue or something of that nature because, let's face it, you're moving around quite a bit, running at full speed all the time. The most games that he's played in a single season was his rookie year back in 2019 with the Indianapolis Colts. He played 15 games. Then he played 13 games, 13 games, 11, and 14. That says a lot. Now, let's be fair. Baltimore never had a shot to be a starter. Okay, so, you know, I'm going to put those 14 games off to the side for Baltimore. That's kind of the outlier. That season, in my opinion, was an outlier learning experience for Rocky Sin. I understand that San Francisco lost some important pieces in their defense this season. Having a lockdown corner like Rocky Sin will help their front seven pass rush. All right. And that's something that feels so weird to say about San Francisco because San Francisco is known for that front seven, their pass rush, the ability to get back in the backfield and, you know, force bad passes, get sacks, get quarterback hits, things of that nature. You lose a couple guys. I understand one of them. Some of you might think that, you know, the guy you lost was, you know, has went downhill. Some of you don't like the fact that he's gone. Whatever the case may be, I feel like Rocky Sin will be able to cover a little bit longer to allow that pass rush just a tick or two extra to get to the quarterback. And you'll love that. Rock is also a guy who is absolutely not afraid to get in on the run game, to come up and put a hit on a running back or a tight end. He has never shied away from physicality. And there are a lot of cornerbacks out there that do shy away from stuff like that. Not Rocky Sin, okay? That's something that you will never have to worry about, Rock. I like Rocky Sin overall. I just want you to know that I always have rooted for Rocky Sin, and I feel like he will be this guy, if given a chance by San Francisco, that he could end up taking that starting position, either side, left cornerback or right cornerback. Generally, I do believe that he likes that, you know, cornerback one position, but I'm sure he can handle the cornerback two if he needs to over on the right side. I feel like this is a guy who could absolutely excel in this defense and their defensive scheme. Let me know in the comments what you think and what your hopes are for Rocky Sin. Please don't forget to smash that like button, hit subscribe if you're not subscribed, tag that notification bell so that you're notified next time we go live, upload a video, or if you're listening to this on an audio podcast, make sure you leave a rating and a comment. Share this to your favorite social media. I appreciate you. I am Lawrence Owen. This was Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online, discussing Rocky Sin going to the San Francisco 49ers. Have a good one.
Do you believe?